glad you've had, you know, the Bible reading, so that's fantastic. When I was reading this the other day, I was just struck about how much emotion was on this passage this morning. It really hit me. And I think about this morning's service, and I think, has this been similar to the story that we've got here about Nehemiah? And in a way it is. It's been amazing. So there's lots of action in this. And the first action was that people were gathering. So this is an action story this morning in this passage. So the people were gathered. First action, we're all gathered here in this place, the same as them. And it was actually gathering of men and women. So how wonderful it always to see as a little slight feminist. That the Bible in this passage identify that women were actively involved. It wasn't a religion for men, because a lot of the traditional passages look like they're much more men-based. But no, this was all the men and women. Cool. And presumably the children were there. Anybody that could understand. So that's all of us. We're here again this morning too. Ears are all open. So that's what we're all quite... I was actually going to bring a skeleton. I bring a picture this morning for you. Couldn't point the parts of our body involved in the story. But unfortunately, it's a skeleton and muscle. So the ear is all cartilage. There wasn't any ears on my skeleton this morning. But the ears are all open. And then as you read on, every eye was on Israel as he was actually teaching this morning. And so ears and eyes were active in this. They were listening. And suddenly as the Bible was being read, they stood. And this morning when Lynn was speaking, she was drawing that response from us too. We were identifying. And when people stand, they're really identifying with the situation. And Paul's reading this morning is we were identifying that whatever we try and do right, we can't. Like this morning when I said thank you to everybody, I sit down and my first thought is, oh, did I say the right things? Did I do anything right? We have that mentality. So they're standing because we're ready to hear what we need to hear. And we're responding. Because that was the next thing this action story did. Stood, responded, yes, 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 and then up with their hands. We are in this. We want to be involved in what you're going to read to us. We want to hear the story that we're going to hear. It was a story of action. Ears, eyes, standing, hands, and voices now. Yes, yes, yes. And then they went Pentecostal. They fell on their knees and worshipped God. Their faces were to the ground. So suddenly we've got eyes, ears, action, hands, standing, being together, and suddenly knees were on the ground, so our knees were involved, and then of course down went their heads.
To the ground too.
And for us, that's so contrary to us, doesn't it? Because we see different religions doing that, and we feel, oh, that's a bit over the top. But these people were so overwhelmed with what they were hearing. Their responsiveness was so great. And they knew, like Paul did, that where they belonged was on the ground. Because of the things that they weren't living up to, the things they'd done wrong. And then suddenly they were responding with their whole bodies, their full action. But as teaching went on, the Nehemiah and the people said to him, don't carry on, don't weep. Your time of weeping is over. You're now in the place God wanted you to be. You've got a house, you've got a new situation, you've got a new city, and you're now gathering to hear these words. It's a time to celebrate. So from being like Paul in a place of not knowing where we were and how lost we were, to the place that he was really saying here, come in action. Wake up. It's all over now. Go home and celebrate. And go home and prepare feasts. Share it with everybody. Don't just hold on to it. Remember now that whatever you've come in with, don't be upset. This is the holy day, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, ears, eyes, even our faces, even our knees, even our bodies and arms, we all come together now, and we bring it to Him, and like the communion has done for us, we get the fulfillment of joy. What an action story that was.